弟兄姊妹们平安。非常高兴今天年轻人又跟我们一起聚会啊。虽然我已经一个多月没有跟年轻人聚会了。可是刚才看到你们在后面，我心里面很高兴啊。
But when I see you in the room, I was very happy.
但是我发现很稀奇的事情，大人唱诗比你们还喜乐。
I discovered something that the older ones are more rejoicing, or more happy.
会不会接下来也特别挑一些比较轻松的、轻快的诗歌，让你们年轻人可以唱得起来啊
？I thought, yeah, you pick some song that is more suited for the younger generation, younger crowd, that we could be more lifted up.
我看这个人是这样子唱的。
You are very, very stiff.
要感谢主这首诗歌。这首诗歌是告诉我们，我们是 enter into His house。
And the song says we're entering into God's house。
这是神的家啊
！God's house。
所以我们来到这里，不是只是来到这个Bowers Avenue。
So we simply not just come to building Bowers Avenue。
我们是来到神的家里面。
We're in the house of God。
我们今天要很喜乐。
And we ought to come rejoicing。
刚才于师傅讲到这个月，我们叫做感恩月。
Sister Nancy said that this month is our month of Thanksgiving.
有一个牧师曾经说过，他说美国人一年过一次的感恩节。
A pastor once said that once a year, Americans will celebrate Thanksgiving.
其实一年365天都应该过感恩节。
Actually, the 365 days in the year, we ought to be thankful.
那我们是借着感恩节来提醒我们需要感恩。
But through this particular day, Thanksgiving, we need to remind ourselves that we need to be thankful.
我们是借着感恩月来操练感恩。
And through this month, November, the month of Thanksgiving, we want to actually.
但是感恩实在是我们每一天的事情。
But it's something that we have to exercise every single day.
圣经上告诉我们说要在凡事上。
And the scripture says that in all things.
在每一件事情上都可以感恩的。
All things give thanks.
以前有一只小鱼，它这个问它的同伴说：“你知道它也是海吗？我很想看海。
”And one time a small fish asked some of his companions and said, "Do you know where the ocean is? I really want to go see."
它到处找，找不到。
And he swam around and find it.
跟他碰到他的同伴，问他的同伴，他的同伴说：“我也不知道啊。”些长辈们常常说：“大海，大海，但是海在哪里？”
And he asked his companions, the companions said, "I don't know. All the older fish says there's a big ocean. There's a big ocean, but where is it?"
后来他们实在找不到了，就去请教一个比较老的鱼啊，这不是我。
So they went and looked around and they couldn't find anything, so they went and asked a bigger fish.
那个鱼说：“我们已经在海里面了。”
The fish says, "We're already in the ocean."
当我们需要感恩的时候，我们很多时候会说：“什么事情可以感恩呢？”
When we talk about Thanksgiving, a lot of times immediately we say, "Well, what am I to be thankful for?"
到底什么是恩典呢
？What is grace?
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们不会感恩。
A lot of times we don't know how to give thanks.
因为我们把恩典 take it for granted， 这当然是理所当然的。
Because we take all of these graces granted.
我们已经很习惯活在恩典里面，所以我们不觉得感恩了。
We are living in the middle of grace, and we're so accustomed to it, we don't know how to give thanks anymore.
你要知道，让这些小鱼怎么知道你不在海里面呢？
How do you teach these little fish that they're no longer in the ocean?
你把它从海里面拿出来，它就晓得啊。他才晓得原来的海这么宝贵
的，
原来他生活的范围已经就是在蒙恩的范围里面了。就是呢，我们不会感恩，是因为我们把它 take it for granted。当我们现在拥有的恩典突然被收取的时候，你才会发现，哎呀，原来我在恩典的里面。从来我们的健康被拿去的时候，你才晓得我从来没有为了我的健康感恩过。今天一大早，我跟第一波老弟兄通电话，就是我们冬运会的讲员。
And this morning I spoke with Brother Ben. He is our speaker for the New Year Conference.
他的前列腺癌最近在做放射治疗的时候，造成很强烈的副作用，所以他可能来不了。
He's going through some radiation therapy for illness that he has, and it may be very severe that he may not be able to come.
他已经进出医院好几次，而且要插着尿管，他连最基本的生活需要，他都很辛苦的在那里应付的。
He's going in and out of the hospital, and a lot of medical reasons, and is making daily living quite difficult.
刚刚去年从中国回来，然后连续几次手术，痛成那个样子。因此，我们平常拥有说我们不太感恩的。
And when he came back from China, and he was in severe pain, the last time we saw him, and when we do see him, we don't really know how to give thanks for his
在这拿一个年轻的小朋友，你会不会这里能够很自由的、很舒服的上手和大号出来说 praise the Lord？
Praise God for the fact that when you go to the bathroom, you're going in at ease. But we don't naturally give thanks for those
things.
Very naturally, we run to the bathroom, we run back out. It's very natural, nothing spectacular about it.
你看我们老弟兄现在的辛苦，你看我年初的时候，我连想到上大号我就怕。
But our elderly brother and even the illness that I had earlier part of this year, when we think about going to number two, and I dread.
当我们活在家里面这么自由安泰的家，我们以为理所当然的。
When we live in such a comfortable home, we think this is very natural.
We think this is. 我们可能嫌爸爸妈妈太高，都在管我们。
And we think our parents they nag us too much.
或是这个爸爸妈妈嫌孩子太麻烦了。等到有一天孩子们出去了，或者等到有一天我们父母突然一下子不见了。
Until one day the kids are grown up and they're gone, or if all of a sudden mom and dad are no longer around.
我们才晓得原来我有这样子的家实在是恩典。
And then we begin to realize, oh my goodness, it is grace to have these people around our
lives. 等到有一天我们突然被从这个聚会里面拿走到一个没有教会的地方，我们才会晓得，哎呀，原来在教会里面真应该感恩呢。
Perhaps one day, if you're taken out of assembly of God's people and you're all alone, then you begin to thank God that I have a family that I belong to. This is the reason why the Lord says, give thanks for all things, and in the name of Jesus, give thanks unto God. Chapter 5, we're standing on the grounds of grace.
就好像你站在 shower 底下，那个水一直流到你的身上一样。
It's just like you're standing underneath the shower and the water is just drenched over you.
我们的地位就是一个蒙恩的地位。
Our position is a position of grace.
以弗所书第一章第七节那里讲到说，这个恩典是神用诸般的智慧、聪明，然后充充足足的赏给我们的。
Ephesians chapter 1 says that God with all wisdom has given us this grace.
神是一个施恩的神。
And God is the one who gives.
他不仅仅仅把所有恩典给我们。
Not only has given us grace abundantly.
而在我们的经历里面，他是用诸般的智慧、聪明，神想尽脑筋，用最聪明的方法把他的恩典给我们。
And according to the scripture, that God has used all wisdom to
find. 而且是充充足足的给我们了。
Given us the full, given it to us in full.
这亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们千万不能够说，哎呀，数数恩典，我真的不知道要说什么。
We dare not say to count the Lord's blessing. I don't know how to count it.
如果我们真认识神是一个恩典的神，
If we really know that our God is a God of grace,
我们也真知道我们整个人生的经历就是神用诸般智慧聪明要把他的恩典充充足足赐给我们的。
We truly understand that all the days of our lives that God has fashioned all of these gifts according to the immense wisdom that He's packaged for us.
本来就应该起来感恩的。
We are rightful to rise up and give thanks to Him.
我们起来读一段的圣经，路加福音17章。
Let's come to the scriptures together, Luke chapter 17.
这是我们很熟很熟的故事啊。
We are all very familiar with the story.
但是我们还是再来读一遍它。
Let's read it together.
我们先从第11节读到第19节。
Verse 11 through verse 19.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
耶稣，你不要不读哈，你能够还能够开声读圣经都是恩典。
Everybody got to read, okay? The fact that you can read out loud, that's grace.
有一天突然长了癌症，不能够读的时候被切掉了，你就晓得你的声音是多么大了。
God forbid that if one day you had cancer and you lose your voice, you begin to realize how precious it is to be able to read out loud.
你知道我这次去台湾看到我的父亲李伯伯，我跟于师母，我心里面最难过的一件事情就是他的听力严重的丧失。
And this time when we went back to Taiwan, I got a chance to visit my dad and.One thing that stands by far is that he's lost his hearing quite a bit.
你看他原来是精力旺盛，和到处帮助别人，到处告诉别人什么这个跟电影当来往。他是一个非常非常乐意而且很喜乐跟别人相处的一个人。
He was a very outgoing person. He loves the relationship that he has, and he's very energetic.
如果现在听力助听器都不能帮助他的时候，他整个人变得这么安静。
But now he's become a very quiet person because the hearing aid can't really
help him. 他听不到，他也不知道他在讲什么，他就那样一个人很沉默的。但我们都很心疼。
He can't hear a thing, so he's pretty much in solitude. So when I see something like that, my heart hurts.
一起来读这段圣经哈。
Everybody, let's read it out loud together.
用神给我们的 voice， 不管它 beautiful 不 beautiful， 让我们来读。
With the voice that God's given us, regardless of how well it sounds, let's read it together.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远的站着，高声说：“耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。”耶稣看见，就对他们说：“你们去把身体给祭司查看。”他们去的时候就洁净了。内中有一个见自己已经好了，又回来大声归荣耀与神，又伏伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶稣说：“洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀于神吗？”就对那人说：“起来走吧，你的信救了你。”你有没有注意到这段的圣经不是主耶稣讲的比喻啊？
But please pay attention. This is not a parable that the Lord has spoken of.
不是因为主耶稣为了强调人缺少感恩举的例子。
It's not an example that the Lord gave because people lack.
这是真正发生的一个故事、啊。
This is a real story that happened.
十个长大麻风的。
There were 10 lepers.
你知道长大麻风是非常痛苦的事情。
Yeah, that's a dreadful disease.
我以前讲立位记曾经讲过，不仅它本身肉身非常痛苦。
When we both went through the book of Leviticus, we talked about not only that it brings about physical pain.
那个皮肤溃烂、腐败、臭，然后出脓。
But your skin, your flesh begins to rot away, and it smells and stinks.
所以约伯说：“我以尘土为衣。”你知道这个脓。一碰到灰尘上来就粘上去了，变成以尘土为衣。
So Job says that I clothe myself with dust, and as dust gets on these wounds, it forms just a thick layer.
痒到要用瓦片刮他的皮肤。
And it's so itchy to the point where he needs to scrape his own flesh.
不能出血，整个身上是寝食难安，连坐立不安了。
And you cannot be still because of the pain that is the agony that's over you.
这不过是肉身的痛苦。
This is but a physical pain.
心灵的痛苦就是他受遭到周围所有人的摒弃。
But the emotional pain is that everyone has to desert him.
我这两天感冒，我很思想，我都是跟别人保持 distance.
I've been sick for a while, so I know that I ought to keep my distance from
everyone. 有些人听到我感冒就走远一点。
A lot of people when they heard that I was sick, they
但还好我不是长大麻风，所以没有 hurt too much。
It's a good thing that I don't have leprosy, so it doesn't hurt as much.
但是大麻风的人，他们心里非常受伤。
But those who have the disease of leprosy, they're hurt emotionally.
他可能本来是大学教授。
And perhaps they're a great professor.
他本来可能是一个是人见人爱的一个人。
They may be someone that everyone loves.
但他一找这个人是熟人脾气他。
But when he has the disease, everyone has to stay away.
家都不能留的。
He can either stay in his
own house. 他被赶到城外去。
He has to be cast out of the city.
他在西边西谷在垃圾场里面过生活的。只要有正常人过来，他必须要老远的喊着说：“我长了大麻风，我是大麻风。”
He needs to cry out, I'm a leper, I'm a leper.
但别人要知道要远离他。
So everybody would know that they need to stay away from
him. 是非常痛苦的事情。
That's a very painful disease.
所以那一天他们鼓足勇气，十个人一起来见耶稣。
So that day, the 10 of them, they mustered the courage with
him. 他们求耶稣夫子，你可怜我们，医治我们。
Say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
耶稣说，你们把你的身体拿去给祭司看。
But Jesus, go and present your bodies to the priest.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的信心。
But this takes great faith.
你必须好了才能给祭司看。
You're supposed to be completely cured before you go to the.
耶稣没有为他们按手祷告，耶稣没有说你们好了，耶稣说你们去给祭司看。
Jesus did not lay his hand on them. Jesus did not say that you are well. Jesus simply said, "Go and show yourself to the priest."
这十个人都非常有信心，就跑去看祭司了。
All ten of them with great faith they went and sought God to see the priest.
我就在他们凭着信心往祭司那里去的时候，他们都得了医治。
And along their way, on their way to see the priest, because of their faith, they were all healed.
这几个人不是泛泛之辈。是非常有信心的人。
So these men, they were all full of faith.
这几个人不是蒙了小恩的人，是蒙了大恩的人。
And these men, they just receive a small amount of grace, they will receive a great amount of grace.
他整个人是有一个大转变，他不需要再惭愧了。
Their lives have been turned upside down and changed. They no longer need to be ashamed.
他可以进城了。
They can walk into the city.
他不需要受苦了。
They no longer need to be in pain.
在他们那里欢喜为自己得到恩典，在那里快乐的时候。
And they were rejoicing for this wonderful healing that they received.
十个人里面只有一个人想到耶稣回来了。
But the ten, only one remember Jesus and came back. And he came back to thank Jesus and give glory to God.
刚才主耶稣在这里说了一句话，那洁净的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？
Jesus asked a question. Were there 10 that were healed? What happened to the 9?
因为姊妹，我相信今天我们从属灵的角度里面，我们知道我们的大麻风一点不比这些人轻啊。And
I know for all of us, from a spiritual perspective, we know that our leprosy is no less than these 10.
我们知道罪恶带给我们的痛苦、肮脏跟被摒弃、羞愧，一点不输这些人。
We know the pain, the filth, the shame, and the sin that we possess do not come any lesser than these 10 lepers.
耶稣医治了我们。
Jesus has healed us.
耶稣洁净了我们。
Jesus has cleansed us.
耶稣恢复了我们的信心和价值。
Jesus has restored our faith and our worth.
耶稣除去了我们的痛苦。
He has removed our pain.
而且他让我们脱离了将来永远的沉沦和审判。
He has delivered us from an eternal condemnation.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里赞美，为了自己得到了恩典。
And when we're here praising and thanking God for the grace we receive.
感恩应该是很自然从我们里面出来的。
The notion of thanksgiving should be very natural from our hearts. Amazingly. Of these 10 lepers, only one went back. So Jesus naturally asked, where were the other 9? And Jesus said, except for this foreigner, a Samaritan,
再没有别人回来归荣耀给神吗？
There are no others that will return back and give glory to God.
弟兄姊妹，这个遗憾今天仍然在哪里？
And this tragedy, this regret that Jesus has still there.
希望我们在座的每一个弟兄姊妹，不管我们蒙恩多久，不管我们年纪多少。
It needs all of us, regardless how long we've been saved, regardless of our age.
让我们里面学会知道是恩典。
And we need to come and learn to understand grace.
我们不光蒙恩。 但是我们要知道这是恩典。
Not only have we received this blessing, we need to understand that we received it.
然后我们要学会感恩。
Then we need to learn to know how to give thanks.
我很喜欢底下的那句话。
And I really like that, these words.
耶稣对那人说：“起来，走吧，你的信救了你。”
And Jesus says in verse 19, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well."
请问，这个有大麻风的，他的信心让他得到了医治，对不对？
And we all know that this leper, because of his faith, he was healed.
My faith has made me whole.
And why did Jesus say again, your faith has made you whole?
为什么耶稣再说一次你的信救了你?
But why would Jesus now say, your faith has saved you?
你知道今天时的翻译这句话跟张雪露的夫人耶稣说你的信救了你一模一样，说你的信心让你变得完整。 My faith has made me whole.
What the Lord Jesus has said here in this particular verse is identical to the woman who's been bleeding for 12 years when she was healed. The Lord Jesus said, your faith has made you whole.
弟兄姊妹，一个不懂得感恩的人，他的整个生命是不完整。
A person who does not know how to give thanks, his life is not complete, not whole.
一个不学会蒙恩之后会感恩的人。 他的恩典的这个vessel这个器皿就好像有一个破口一样。
And a person who does not know how to give thanks after receiving a grace is like a vessel that has a leak, has a crack in it.
他们能再多的恩典都会漏光的。
No matter how much of God's blessings and God's grace will come upon him, it would leak away.
所以他的器皿不会满的，他不会满足的。
So this vessel would never be full, never be satisfied.
我们不仅仅要蒙恩，我们要学会感恩。
Not only do we receive grace, we need to know how to give thanks.
当我们回来感恩的时候，这个信心叫我们整个人变成一个完整的人。
And after we have received God's blessing, when we come back and give thanks to Him, we are actually made whole.
当神在我们身上的恩典，我们蒙恩的经历不会随便过去。
And the grace and the blessings that we have received, they don't casually just disappear.
信心不仅仅叫我们从神那里有所得着。
Faith allows us to receive from God.
一个更大的信心是，居然我们可以让神有所得着。And
a greater faith is that I can allow God to receive something from what He has given me.
祝福的信心让我们知道神爱我们，他愿意赐恩给我们。And
this initial faith knows that He loves us and He is willing to bless us.
而更深的信心知道神爱我们爱到一个地步，他居然。 渴望我们来爱他，来向他献上感谢。
The greater faith is that God loves us so much that He desires, He longs for us to come and give thanks to Him.
居然神可以接受人来满足他。
That God can be satisfied by what we do for Him.
这太伟大了。
God is so awesome.
他要什么有什么。
He can have whatever He wants.
所有就有命令经历的神。
And He brings things into existence by His command.
但不管有多在他的手中。
All things, all creation is in His hand.
但是这个神爱我们爱到一个地步。
But God loves us so much.
他居然他的喜乐，他的安慰，他的快乐，居然建筑在你我的身上。
His joy, His comfort is established upon you and me.
这是一个更深的信心。
This is a greater faith.
所以主说 ，Thy faith.
So Lord Jesus says, Your faith.
你这个信心。
This faith.
你居然会回来献上感谢的信心。
This faith that causes you to come back and give thanks to me.
Make me whole.
Will make you whole.
那不仅仅到这个人，整个人生是一个完整的。
Not only this person now is complete.
他在主的面前蒙更大的恩典。
But he will receive greater blessings.
而且弟兄姊妹，今天我的题目是从蒙恩、知恩到感恩与再蒙恩，听起来好长哦。
So the theme for the message today is to from receiving and knowing grace.Giving thanks and then receiving more grace.
我是为了要把它给连接起来。
And I want to title it such a way so to let you know that they are actually linked together.
其实它是一个循环。
And it's actually a cycle.
神赐恩
，God bless and
give. 我们蒙恩
，we receive it.
如果我们知道这是一个恩典
，that we know this is grace.
然后我们学会向神献上感谢为祭。
And we learn to give God the sacrifices of praise.
会帮助我们得到更大的恩典。
And will allow us to receive greater blessing.
这是现在我们身上的工作。
And this is the work that God is doing all of us.
因为我们不仅仅是一个蒙恩，我们需要知道我们在恩典的里面。
Not only have we received these grace, we need to know that we are in the middle of it.
不要再去找海了，我们已经在海里面了。
Go look around for the ocean. We are already in the ocean.
不能够把恩典 take it for granted.
We cannot take all these grace.
这是我们不知道感恩，或是我们不喜乐最主要的原因。
And this is the primary reason why we do not know how to give thanks. We are not joyful.
我们蒙恩的感觉很快速的就消掉了。
And having received this grace, this joy all of a sudden disappears.
然后很快的我们就把它当做理所当然。
Very quickly we say this is.Supposed to happen.
昨天有一个上班族的人，他每天上班回家的路上。
There was a person he on his way home from work every day.
这个故事应该是在台湾，因为他讲的前。他经过的地方呢，就有一个乞丐坐在巷口，坐在路边。
And on his way home from work, there's always this beggar that is on the street.
所以当他经过那边的时候，那个乞丐真的非常的可怜，都跟他要钱。
And that beggar looked just.Ask him in earnest for money.
所以他常常的就走过去，就给他10块钱，好像是新台币。
And every time he passed by, give him $10.
这个给他好长一段时间以后。
And for a long period of time, he's been doing this.
有一天他经过那里的时候，他给他5块钱。
And one day he passed by, he only gave him $5.
那个乞丐就已经这样看他一眼。
And so that beggar kind of just stared at him.
没想到第二次经过了，又是只给他5块钱。
The second time he passed by, he only gave him $5.
所以这个乞丐就想说，乞丐那大概不是他手中没有钱，是他怎么这个钱呢？
And so the beggar thinks that is probably not because he didn't have money in his pocket, because he's reducing the amount he's giving me.
你以前给我10块，为什么现在给我5块？
The beggar says, you used to give me $10, how come I'm only getting $5 nowadays?
那边就跟他讲，他说老兄啊，他说对不起哈，他说因为最近太太刚生了孩子哈，家里面的支出一下增加很多，尿布、奶粉啊什么。
He says, buddy, I'm sorry, I just got a newborn baby at home, we got a lot more expenses, so I can only give you $5 now. And all of a sudden, the beggar got so angry. How can you take my money and take care of your house? you understand the story, it's upside down. How can you take my money?And go take care of your own house.
那这你想想这个故事跟我们有没有类似跟雷同之处
？If we put ourselves in the middle of that picture, can we see anything that reflects our life?
我们初得的时候，我们会觉得是恩典。
And when we initially receive something from God, we say yes, it is grace.
但是持续了一段时间，我们就 take it for granted， 我们认为是理所当然。
And after some time has passed by, we keep receiving this grace. We say that this is natural.
我以前在医院开完刀的时候。被关在医院里面，整个弹性绷带把头绑得紧紧的时候。
When I was my younger days, when I had surgery, my entire head was bandaged.
而不是手被绑着，不能动的时候，我就在想，我只要能够出院，我一定天天感谢神。
And my hand was actually tied, I couldn't move. And I was thinking all the time that as soon as I get out of the hospital, I'm going to praise God every day.
我都记得，无论是站在医院的楼上看着外面的人，我说，你们怎么知道你们站在恩典里面？我是假想的。
I remember standing at the top of the building, the hospital, looking out at the people walking outside, and saying, "Do you guys all know that you are in the grace of God?"
但是我只要有一天我东西都被拆掉了，我健康重新回去，我要天天感恩，我要天天感恩。
And I said, I said in my heart that when all these things are removed from me, when I come back to normal life, I'm going to praise God every day.
那你看我回来出院以后，这个回到同学中间，人家也没看我天天感恩。
When I got out of the hospital, in the midst of my friends, my buddies in high school, they didn't really see me praising God every day.
刚出来那几天，天天感恩，真高兴。
Yes, when I first got out of the hospital, oh man, I was happy. I was praising God every day.
没有几天就忘记。Not
a few days.
因为这是我们的问题。
This is our problem.
所以在这里，这个圣经上里面。摆了一个这么实在的故事在我们面前。But
so the scripture gives us a very real story for us.
它提醒我们两件事情。It
reminds us of two things.
一个，我们如果要在主的面前真正能够蒙更多的恩典的话。Number
one, that we want to receive more God's blessings.
我们必须先把我们一个很重要的破口补起来。We
must first fix this leak that is in this vessel.
就是我们不懂得感恩。千万不要以为埋怨跟犯罪是我们的破口。
Do not think that complaints and sin is the only source of leak in this vessel.
因为我们不懂得感恩不是一个破口。
The fact that we do not know how to give thanks, we need to realize that is a leak.
当我们懂得感恩的时候，主说，Thy faith has made thee whole.
But when you begin to realize and know how to give thanks, the Lord will say, your faith has made you whole.
就是我们的信心让我这个人真的完整，恩典被保留下来。And
your faith has made you complete, the grace is retained.
而且恩典会更加的增加，我们第二点要讲。And
there'll be more grace, and this is what we're going to get into.
另外一方面呢，当我们在这里感恩的时候。And
secondly, as you learn how to give thanks.
诗篇五十篇第十四节跟二十三节，他说：“你们要以感谢为祭献与神。”一下就说到，凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是，凡以感谢献上为祭的。 便是什么荣耀我。Psalm 15:14-20,
he says, "Offer to God thanksgiving. Whoever offers praise glorifies me."
讲荣耀神很抽象。And
when we talk about glorifying God, it seems that something is very abstract.
圣经上为我们列出了几个非常实际的荣耀神的途径。But
God has given us through His words some very practical ways on how to glorify Him.
其中讲的这么清楚，这么清楚的，其中之一就是这一个，以感谢为祭献给神，就是荣耀神。One
of which that is so clear is when you offer words of thanksgiving as praise unto God, you're glorifying Him.
这个跟年龄、性别、你所在的地方、时间，通通没有关系的。This
has nothing to do with time, age, where you are, and has nothing to do with these outward circumstances.
任何时候，当只要有神的儿女在这里，你信心中以感谢为祭献给神。
Any time when the children of God by faith lift up their voices in thanksgiving unto God, God is glorified. This is something very real. We need to learn. And I think it's our human nature not to know how to give thanks. But we need to get out of it. Not only when we can receive more of His blessings, but we can give glory to God.
听说在华盛顿 DC 这个邮局有一个专门的部门是处理那些没有办法送信啊，就是他们没有写地址。And
I heard that in Washington DC, this particular department, the post office, they would handle all the letters that they don't know how to handle, or to send. So the people within this department would actually open these letters and see if there are anything interesting in these letters, and they would, you know, take
something. And
they had a survey that was done. They said that when it comes close to Christmas at the end of the year.
大概圣诞节的前三个月，他们这个部门就会开始收到有很多人写信给圣诞老公公。And
3 months before Christmas, they would begin to receive letters that are sent to Santa Claus.
而且每一年都是有成千上万的信，大概很多都是小朋友送的。
They received tens of thousands of letters, they're all from little children.
啊，我希望有这个，我希望有那个。
And they would wish for this, or wish for that.
那是很稀奇的事情。
But they say amazingly.
他说他收到这样子成千上万的信里面。
And all of these letters that he's ever received.
等到圣诞节过了以后。
And right after Christmas.
他常常只收到大概一封。
He only received one letter that comes back and thanks that
one. 我不相信其他的人都是没有收到礼物的哈，因为很多都知道圣诞老公公就是爸爸妈妈。
I don't believe that they're all.
那对不起啊，小朋友，把你秘密讲出来。
They don't receive gifts from Santa Claus because you know when you get older, you begin realizing that Santa Claus is actually mom and dad.
可是，一般。
Sorry,
Kevin.
Sorry,
Kevin.
About 80-90% of people, when they receive such a letter, you expect letters of thanksgiving, but they only receive one. So ever since they're young, you begin to realize people don't know how to give thanks.
今天不是要在这里弄要求和那个没有意思，不是不喜欢我们被勉强。
And obviously, we're not forcing anyone here. We're not requesting anyone to do so.
但是那么期盼看见人在感恩的里面向他献祭。
God so delighted that man would stand on the grounds of thanksgiving and offering praise.
啊，以前有人问过我，他说神既然那么伟大，为什么还欠这些人的赞美跟感恩
？And somebody has asked me one time if God is so great and awesome.Why does he need the thanksgiving of these people?
就像我如果帮助了杨俊啊，就是发现杨俊最近没饭吃，我偷偷塞一个风险包给他。
It's just like me helping June here, and you know he's been impoverished these days. He has no food, and I gave him some money.
我是真的在爱里面做的话，我为什么希望他感恩
？If I really did it in love, why do I need him to thank me?
所以跟我讲话的这个弟兄就觉得，连我们人都不会这样希望人家感恩神，为什么要这样子呢？
And we human beings, when we do something like that, we don't expect the other person to give it. How about not do that?
有没有想过？
Have you guys thought of this question?
我跟你讲，神不欠我们的感恩跟赞美。
I would tell you, God really doesn't need us to thank him.
他讲的很对，神根本不欠。
That's right. What he said is right. That God do not.
但是他却命令我们要感恩要赞美。
But God yet commands us and says you ought to give thanks.
这不是为了他的面子。
It is not for him to look good.
那是为了我们的好处。
It is for our good.
因为一个不懂得感恩、不懂得赞美的人。
Because a person who does not know how to give thanks and praise.
他就不可能在神的恩典中、在神的生命祝福里面继续晋升的。
He cannot go deeper in the grace and the blessings of God.
因为他是一个非常 self-centered 的人。
Because he realizes he's a very self-centered person.
你必须跟神之间的关系的。我说你撇去我们跟神之间的这段关系来说
if you separate our relationship with God and you look at it from a different perspective,
你光从人来看
just look at from a human perspective,
你不晓得当你爱一个孩子或者你爱一个人，他只知道拿，他从来不知道给。
When you love a particular child, if you love a particular person, all that person knows is just to take and take.
他从来不懂得感恩，那你会为他担心的。
If that person never really says thank you, you actually worry for him.
你绝对不希望你的孩子是这样子自私的一个人。
You don't want your kids to be such a selfish person.
啊，以前我跟你们讲过，说两只鹦鹉，一只叫自私，一只叫呜呜。
There are two parakeets. One name is 吱吱， the other one is 呜呜。
一个很会懂，很会跟人家讲谢谢你啊。
One of them really knows how to say thank you.
所以这个店里面人家来，常常就会买一点花生米，或是他们吃的东西，就去喂他。
And so they would feed the one particular bird that would say thank you.
那早上说另外一只，他不仅不说谢谢你，他就跟你说丑八怪。
And the other parent, he not only did not thank you, they say you're ugly.
或是他骂你小气鬼。
They say you're so stingy.
虽然你可能好奇会给他一点，但是你不会给他多。
Maybe out of curiosity, you feed him a little bit, but you won't feed him too much.
因为每次给他吃，你挨骂，他骂你小气鬼。
Every time you feed him something, he says stingy.
那你就不想喂他。
So you don't want to feed him anymore.
你也不希望在别人面前我对你好，结果你骂我小气鬼。
You don't want to be nice to that bird in front of everybody, and that bird actually scolds you.
那很多的时候，为什么很多人会受伤，再也不肯对别人好呢？
And a lot of times when people are hurt, they're not willing to be nice to other people.
因为他是一副真心爱心真诚对你好，结果没想到你这样子的误会，甚至反过来伤害他。
Because they come with a sincerity of heart to really take care of you, but you come with misunderstanding and hurt them.
他就会觉得我再也不想帮助你。
And then the person who is lending the helping hand will say, I don't want to help you anymore.
都要与众不同，对不对？他就想，对不对？
This is very natural.
我们要感谢神给我们这么好的翻译。
We need to thank God for such a wonderful speaker.
弟兄姊妹，感恩是让我们可以更蒙恩。
To give thanks allows us to receive more grace.
所以我刚刚说神不欠我们的感恩。
So God doesn't.Need or thanksgiving.
When we
know how to give thanks,
you know,
your relationship with God gets closer and closer. And you are loved more and more. God delights to see the man
we
know how to give thanks. A lot of people said the word thanksgiving equals thanks and giving.
一方面我们会谢谢会感谢，一方面我们就不扣留这个恩典，我们向神献感恩，我们也把恩典跟别人分享。
At the same time, we do not keep God's blessings, we also give it to others.
这叫做 thanksgiving.
This is called thanks and giving.
我们充满了感谢，但是我们要在这里流露出我们的感恩。
For thanks, or at the same time, we're giving the blessings that God's
given
us.
大卫弟兄讲，他说一个不懂得感恩的人是不可能有真正的喜乐。
Brother Darby says that a person who does not know how to give thanks can't be really, can't have true joy. It says the measure of joy is directly proportional to the measure of thanksgiving.
对，姑且我们用大比弟兄的这个属灵公式来衡量一下自己。
We use Brother Darby's spiritual equation and we measure ourselves.
你最近喜乐吗？
Are you happy recently? Are you joyful?
喜乐。
Yes.
你的大吗？
Is it big?
那你人生阶段这一段是大的吗？
And this stage in your life,
喜乐深吗？
Is your joy deep?
我就只能稍微衡量一下，如果你最近不喜乐，
If you find that recently you're lacking joy,
常常有的原因，我常常讲，一个是我们用别的东西替代的时候，
I often say that a lot of times is because we substitute something else for God.
我们的愁苦一定加增吗？
Our sorrow will definitely increase.
但是大卫弟兄在这里说，当你不会感恩的时候，
But our brother Darby says that if you do not know how to give thanks,
你就不可能有喜乐。
There's no way for you to have true joy.
你喜乐的大小一定跟你感恩的大小成正比。
And the measure of your joy is directly proportional to the measure of your thanksgiving.
当我们会感恩、会感恩、会感恩，你就发现你里面真的是喜乐泉在涌流。
And so if you know how to give thanks, you begin to realize this fountain of joy is beginning to flow.
所以他接着说，他说如果喜乐泉，喜乐是一个 fountain， 是一个 spring 在我们里面啊。
He said that this joy, this fountain of joy, is already in us.
他说，那么感恩就是把这个泉的盖子打开来的一个行动，一个 action.
And he says thanksgiving is simply the opening of the lid to this, or the covering to this fountain.
就是让喜乐可以满溢，可以涌流的秘诀。
And that joy can actually begin to bubble up and flow over. And this is the secret.
所以神的祝福、神的喜乐，其实都在我们里面了。
God's blessings and God's joy in our lives, they're in us.
常常被封住了。
A lot of times it's sealed.
有个盖子盖住了。
There's a lid. There's something covering.
那你要怎么样让这个喜乐泉真的是只涌流到永生呢？
How do you allow this joy to overflow into eternity?
那个 overflow 满溢出来的。
Overflows.
他说感恩就是打开这个盖子的一个 action， 一个行动。
When you start to give thanks, it's literally the action of opening the covering.
就是因为我们开始操练赞美、操练感恩，你就发现，喜乐真的是从里面出来，不是从外面来的。
So we really begin to understand when we practice to give thanks, we realize joy doesn't come from the outside. It's actually coming from the inside.
我们原来以为爸爸妈妈只要给我买 iPhone， 只要给我买什么什么。
And we think that mom and dad buys us iPods or whatever that we desire, then I'll be happy. I'll have joy. Maybe we think that if our kids do really well in school, they get straight A's, I'll be very happy. And you begin to discover there are many things that joy has nothing to do with anything.
这是一个真实的，而且是这么深、这么overflowing的一个一个喜乐从我们里面出来的。
It is something that is so real, so solid that overflows within us.
这是我们学会感恩。
Is what we need to learn to give thanks.
所以我记得我去年讲到的时候，曾经引用一个数字。Last year,
I remember when I was speaking, I used a particular number.
在1993年 ，USA Today 他们做了一个统计，然后报纸上登出来。In
1993, USA Today done a survey and presented on the news.
他们去访问美国一些非常有成就的。And
they went and interview all those people who are very successful in America.
特别在企业界很有成就的。Particularly
those who are successful in the business realm.
就问他们说，你们个人觉得你成功的原因，是哪些？
And they asked them. Can you identify some of the reasons to your success?
99% 99%
of them said that they worked very hard.
97% 的人认为说他自己有很好的判断力.
And 97% says that they have a very good decision-making process, a very good judgment.
83% 的人认为自己的IQ 不错.
And 83% of them think that they have very high IQ.
然后大概只有32%的人认为是运气。那就是你发现，当人成功的时候，他会把绝大部分的因素归诸于自己的努力、聪明、才干等等。You
begin to discover that when people are doing well and successful, they attribute all those things to themselves, their qualities.
那很有兴趣，很有意思的是，我另外一次看到一个统计是，我今天一下找不到。那 NBA 那家这种明星球员，他们也访问过他们。
And I saw another survey that they actually interviewed these all-star or superstars in the NBA.
然后他们表现很好的时候，他们就认为绝大部分的钱就是因为自己训练啊，自己的技巧。And
when they are doing well, when they are winning, they feel that it is attributed to their skill sets, their ability to do well.
当问到说别人有没有很有成就的人，你觉得他成功的因素是什么？And
when they ask the same players, what do you think are the reasons of other good players' success?
那居然这个所谓的运气变成很主要的原因了。And
all of a sudden, they would say, "Oh, they're just lucky."
那就是你会发现，人看自己跟看别人有很不同的标准。And
you begin to realize when we look at ourselves, when we look at others, we're looking at each other from different standards.
我们把我们目前所拥有的一切，我们大部分都归咎于自己。And
everything that we possess, we attribute all these things to ourselves.
就不容易感恩。So
we are not, it's not easy that we give thanks.
当我们看见别人成功的时候，我们就把它归咎于他的运气，然后我们就不容易。
And when we see other people doing well or successful, we think that they're just lucky, and we don't feel particularly good about that.
弟兄提醒我们要学会感恩。So
our brother reminds us that we need to learn how to give thanks.
你真会感恩，你就知道怎么样子在主的面前过一个喜乐的生活。
The more you know how to give thanks, the more you know how to live a life of
joy. 所以我在这里找的蒙福之路，我画了一个三角形。
So I drew this triangular diagram for the pathway to being blessed.
里面印出来的英文讲义有一个箭头画出来。And
there is an error in the outline you have in your hand.
那个神赐恩给人,
God blesses man.
人蒙了恩,
man is blessed.
很多人就停在这儿。And
a lot of times, it stops right there.
有的人就往前跨一步，他知道这是恩典。And
some people would go another step and say, I know I've been blessed.
然后他就向神谢恩感恩。
神就把更大的恩典再给他。And actually, the diagram that you see actually should be a cycle. It's a continuous cycle.
我在Word里面居然找不到这样一个cycle，没有时间去找了。应该是一个looping的啊。And
I was looking for a particular shape. It's actually a complete cycle.
而且它应该是立体的，应该是像螺旋机这样上去的。
It should actually be three-dimensional, or it should be cyclic, that goes up higher and higher.
我蒙恩，我感恩，我更蒙恩，我感恩，我更蒙恩，就一直上去的。
I receive blessings, I give thanks, I receive more blessings, I give more thanks, I see greater blessings, give greater thanks.
这就恩上加恩的奇迹。
Grace upon grace, God will bless us.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在主的面前我们要学的啊。This
is something that we need to learn and put to practice.
一学会感恩，开始就打开来了。
When you learn to give thanks, 你就会感恩，你就发现我更蒙恩了。而且发现我一学会感恩，我就更蒙爱，神更爱我们，人也更爱我们。那最后我们看感恩生活的实行。
哥
罗西书第四章告诉我们，连感恩的事情我们都需要警醒。
Colossians chapter 4 tells us even concerning the things that we are to be thankful for, we need to be vigilant. Because whenever we are slack, we take all of the things that we receive as something that is very
casual.
So we say that you need to do it whenever, right away, you need to be genuine. So the act of giving thanks, do it immediately.
你不要想说，等到我下面赚够钱，我再去谢谢他。
Don't think that okay, when I earn enough money, then I'll go thank God.
啊，我将来等到有自己的房子以后，我再来孝敬爸爸妈妈。
When I have my own house, then I will honor my parents, take care of my parents.
啊，等到我经济好了，我再来谢谢我太太。
When I have made a stand in my financial standing, then I will appreciate my wife.
马上就谢。
Do it right away.
马上。
Right away.
是不是有一天跟他的朋友骑马到郊外去稍微休息一下，因为他实在太忙。
Brother Spurgeon was actually took a break and went on a horseback riding with some of his friends.
啊，他的朋友就在看，哎，这个野地真舒服啊，这个。
And his friend said, "Look how wonderful the wilderness was, so free."
鸟语花香啊，这个天天白云的这个，他非常非常快乐。
The birds, the flowers, the fragrance, and the nice breeze in the air.
那不真说，那我们为什么不现在就下马？
And our brother Spurgeon said, why don't we get off the horse right now and meet and give thanks to God? Two of them got off their horses and they got on the ground and they began to praise God. And thanksgiving is not merely a teaching, a requirement. It's our life attitudes, our lifestyle.
我们要学习马上就来表达我们的感谢。
We need to learn immediately come and give thanks.
有一次有一个牧师，他在马路上走步的时候，觉得有人在那边碰了他的衣服。
And he was walking along the street and realized somebody was tugging on his jacket.
然后他以为是因为人多挤到他。
And he thought it was just because he was walking in the crowd and people were just bumping into him.
过去还是持续的有人动他衣服，他就低头一看。
And then there were still people tugging on his clothes and.
有一个很小很小的小女孩，她的布布兰呢很旧啊，很旧的一个小女孩。
And there was a little girl that looked like she was impoverished and in need.
她手上拿了一个很脏的一个纸袋子。
And she had a very dirty bag in her.
然后在拉她的衣服。
And she was tugging on his coat.
跟她马上给蹲下来，她就问她说，她说小女孩什么事情
？So the pastor bent down and said, "Well, girl, what is it?"
那小女孩就跟她讲，她两个眼睛看着她。
Little girl looked at the pastor with her eyes.
她说 ，Pastor， 我要来特别谢谢。
And she says, Pastor, I want to come and thank you.
我要谢谢你让我得到了一个 new daddy， 一个新的爸爸。
I want to thank you for allowing me to receive a new daddy.
啊，这个牧师听不懂啊。
And the pastor didn't understand what the little girl was saying.
他说因为我的爸爸一直都是醉酒一个人。
He said, my dad, he's a drunk.
他说上个礼拜六呢。坐在教会里面听你讲道。
And last Saturday he was sitting in church listening to you speak.
他说听你讲完道以后，他回到家，他变了一个人，他不再喝酒。
And after he heard your message, he went home. He's a whole new person. He doesn't drink anymore.
他是变改了。
His entire person has changed.
他说我真的谢谢你给了我一个 new daddy.
And the little girl says, I want to thank you for giving me a new daddy.
他说我把我的糖带来给你吃。
And so I brought my candies and I want to give them to you.
一个脏脏的纸袋子里面包着这个小女孩她的糖，你知道对穷家的女孩子的糖算宝。
So the dirty bag, but this candy that is so precious to her.
哦，那个牧师，那牧师心里面非常非常的感谢，但是非常的感动。
And the pastor was so moved.
啊，就是没。要警醒感恩。
Brothers and sisters, we need to give thanks immediately.
随时
，whenever，
及时
，immediately，
而且要非常的真诚
，and from a genuine heart.
The second thing, in all things give thanks. In Colossians, Ephesians, 1 Thessalonians, the scripture tells us that when we give thanks in all things.
被感恩好, 我刚才说过,
and I said earlier that those of us those who are still in the old creation do not know how to give thanks. Those in the old creation would neglect
thanksgiving.
And for thanksgiving to become a lifestyle within us, we need to put to practice and let make it a habit.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，培养一个好的习惯，比你买一辆一口的车、高级的房子还要有价值。And
I say the brothers are cultivating a good habit is something far more precious than having a very nice car or a big house.
因为从这个好习惯被你建立开始的那一天，他就一辈子祝福你。And
from the day that you start establishing this good habit, it will bless you for the rest of your day.
他就一辈子给你、给周围的人带来祝福。And
it will bring about a blessing in your life and all those who are around you.
比如说，原来你是一个很喜欢 complain negative 的人。Let's
say that you were a very negative person. You complained a lot.
如果你在主里面改变这个抱怨、消极的习惯，变成感恩、学习积极。And
you change. You learn from the Lord that I need to be thankful. I should be more positive.
你就发现你周围所有的人不仅仅不再被你的那种消极抱怨。
You begin to discover that the people around you are not hurt or they're not discouraged by your
passivity.
But they're actually being blessed and they are actually enjoying the joy because you are positive.
And
so this habit of being thankful is something that we need to cultivate.
无论做什么事情，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。So
the scripture that we're going to memorize is that in whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
同样的经文在以弗所书5章20节，他是说到凡事要奉主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。他是说 giving thanks always for all things to God.
Again, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, give thanks always for all things to God. And again, in all things. And I know last time when I spoke on this particular topic about thanksgiving, we can't necessarily give thanks for everything we encounter. But we can have a thankful attitude. Come across all things in life. You don't need to say, God, I thank you when you have cancer. Say, God, thank you for giving me cancer. And you can't say, oh, as my son is going on his way to church, and he got in an accident and he passed away, and I say, Lord, I thank you for this. We're saying we need to be thankful for every event that happens. There are a lot of things in our lives that we can't give thanks for. But no matter what we go through, our heart attitude is a thankful attitude towards God. Even when I have cancer, I know God loves me and He will never be wrong and I subject myself under Him. My son on his way to church got in an accident and passed away. I can't thank God for this specific
event.
But in all things by faith, I trust God, God, you will not wrong.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们用感谢的心说感谢的话，行感恩的事。
So this is what we're talking about with a grateful heart, speak words of thanksgiving and act in thankful manner.
我最近就想到一个例子，就后来知道这个，于是我几个礼拜前也讲过一些的访，他讲到那个救火员。And
I thought about an example that Sister Nancy actually shared a few weeks ago.
他们在北卡发生火灾的时候，救火员去救火。
In North Carolina, a bunch of firemen went to put out this fire.
在救火队里面发现有一只狗，这个Doberman，它已经怀孕了，然后被火焚烧，身上都还已经烧伤了。And
they discovered that in the midst of the fire, there was a Doberman that was having puppies, and she was actually burned.
And so the firemen courageously rushed into the building, grabbed the dog, and came out. And after the fire was put out, all the firemen were exhausted and stood back just to rest. They were so tired. And they, the reporter said that they saw the dog walking toward the firemen. And before this event, the dog never knew these men. And so the cameraman actually just spoke to the cameraman. And they saw this dog walking all the way to the man who actually grabbed him and grabbed her. And I'll let you see this picture. And the Doberman came and kissed and lit the fireman's face. God's eternal nature, His power, He's displaying who He is through the things that He's
doing.
And you see that this fireman is covered in dust. You can see that this dog actually carries burn wounds. And the dog, after it came out, did not just lick her own wounds. And even with the puppies that she's carrying, even though the dog felt inconvenient, the dog still walked toward this man and thanked him.
Brothers,
concerning the people around our lives, our parents, our spouse, our family members, brothers and sisters of the church, do we thank them very directly for the things that they've done for us? Secondly, to look at all things through the eyes of God. I said earlier, we can't thank God for everything that happens. But I can know that all things work together for the good of those who love God. This particular circumstance, I don't understand why it's coming to me. For who He is and what He is doing, I can thank Him.
这种凭着信心向神献上感谢和赞美，这是最重要的事情。
And these acts are acts that glorify God the most.
直到我们换一个角度，我们相信神不会错。
And so we look at it from a different perspective, trusting that God, He would never err.
我们相信，虽然我今天不明白，早晚有一天我会明白。
If I don't understand today, I won't understand someday.
不是我学习，先不要看我自己失去的，我没有的，我学习主的恩典，一一的时候。
Or I learn to not look at the things that I've lost, but look at the things that God has given me.
你就发现我们里面喜乐就出来了。
And you begin to discover this fountain, this joy begins to rise.
信心就回来了。
Our faith returns.
虽然撞个车很遗憾，我前面的新车被撞坏了。
I know, yeah, I just bought this brand new car and I got an accident.
但是你去数主恩典的时候，你会发现其实留在我们身上的恩典更多。
Counting God's blessings in the midst of all this, she's saying that the blessings far outweigh this event that's happened by
her.
And a lot of people say that when you count, counting,
arithmetic.
You count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
数主恩典是最难的一个算术。
And the count the Lord's blessing is one of the hardest things to do.
博士也算不出来。
And professors cannot count.
诺贝尔奖的也不见得算得出来。
Who got the Nobel Prize probably couldn't count it.
一二三四五六七，每个小朋友都会算。
Every little child can count 1 to 7.
数主恩典要一一的数，很多人就数不出来。
And count your blessings, God's blessings for you one by one. We don't have to count anymore.
我们要学。
We need to learn.
这是属天的数学。
And this is a heavenly math.
学会了这个数学，你了不起的哈。
When you learn this math, you are awesome.
啊，这个是真的是宝贝。
This is very precious.
好，最后讲一个小小的故事，我就结束了。
I'm going to close with a small story.
当我讲这个故事的时候，我们先翻到我们大卫诗歌第7首。
And we'll go to hymn number 7.
How great thou art.
How great thou art.
这是因为我们很喜欢的歌啊。
We all like this hymn quite a bit.
我每年感恩节我结束的时候，我不是用感谢神，就是数主恩典，要一一的数。
And at the end of every Thanksgiving, that particular evening, we always count the Lord's blessing.
我今天结束我讲员，我用这首诗歌结束。
And I'm going to close with this particular song.
啊，这首诗歌是一个瑞典的牧师，在他25岁左右的时候，1880年所做的。
This is a pastor.
瑞典是 Sweden.
A pastor in Sweden that. He wrote this particular song.
他25岁那一次，有人说他出去聚会，有人说他在外面休息的时候，反正就碰到暴风雨啊，雷声各种雨闪电啊，非常可怕的一次暴风雨。
And he was out on a particular day, and all of a sudden it was caught in a storm, a lightning storm.
但是将近2个小时暴风雨里面，他看见这个天上的变化。
And for about 2 hours, he sees the transformation in the sky and everything that's happening.
然后暴风雨过了以后
，And when the storm subsided,
整个外有祥和哈，这个新鲜清新阳光重新出来。
And all of a sudden, this calm, the storm is gone, and the sky cleared up. Everything just went down.
他就被神的那个全能、神的那个伟大感动，他写了这首诗歌。
He was moved by how great and how awesome God is, so he wrote the song.
因为今天在我们人生里面。
But sister, in our walks of life,
我们肯定也碰到很多的风暴。
And perhaps we come across many storms.
今天，就在外面肉身的风暴来说
，But from the outward circumstance in this flesh body,
很少的人会为了风暴感谢的。
Seldom do we give thanks for the sake of the storm.
但是这个牧师呢
？But this particular pastor,
他看见这个风暴的时候，他却换了一个角度，他从神的角度看见神的伟大。
And he looked at the storm.He saw from a different perspective how great God is.
他没有为了这个风暴影响他聚会，或是影响他在外面交友的心情和埋怨。
And the storm did not cause him to grumble or complain about an outing that he was playing.
他从风暴中看见神。
But from the storm, he saw God.
他从宇宙中这么浩瀚的大自然的景象，他感受到神的伟大。
This wonderful creation, this universe, he saw how great God is.
对他写的这首诗歌。
So he wrote this song.
这首诗歌后来被翻译成为德文。
And this hymn was later translated into German.
1907年翻译为德文，1927年被翻译为俄文。
1907。
然后一直到这个我们这本。这个本上所说的这个作者是一个英国的宣教士啊。
And until Pastor Han, which is he's an English pastor.
把它翻译成为英文。
He translated this particular song to English.
然后他到各地去跟他太太传福音的时候，就唱了这首诗歌。
Whenever he goes about to share the gospel, he and his wife will sing the song.
那在1948年，他们到一个难民营去看那些从苏俄逃出来的难民。
In 1948, they went to a refugee camp of the people who came out from Russia.
这些难民都非常渴望说，到底什么时候他们有一天可以回家
？And these refugees were longing for the days that they would go home.
对这个 Pastor Han 就加了最后一节，相当基督要再临那个荣耀的盼望。
Pastor Han added this last verse, verse 4, the returning and the coming of the glorious King.
那这首诗歌在1957年，1955年被那个Beverly Shear 那个约伯利在哥伦比亚布道会，加拿大带着诗班把它唱出来。
And in 1955, Beverly Shear led this particular hymn at the Billy Graham Crusade.
对，后来在1978年，这个英国的基督徒论坛把他们跟 Amazing Grace 列为两首最受欢迎的基督徒的诗歌。
And in 1970s, this hymn was categorized as one of the two most popular hymns. The other one is Amazing Grace of all times.
原作者在风暴中看见神的伟大。
And again, the song started from a man seeing how great God is in the storm.
感谢这个不是家的这个宣教士，也是在人的苦难中，但是却看见荣耀的盼望。
And this last verse was also added when he saw the pain that people were going through, but there's hope.
我们结束的时候，一起站起来唱第一节跟第四节。
I want to ask everybody, please rise as we come to a close. Let's sing verse 1, verse 4 together.
因此，不管你今天有什么风暴
，Brothers, no matter what kind of storm,
不管今天我们在怎样的苦难里面
，No matter how difficult life may be right now,
让我们学会他们
Let's learn as they have.
从神的角度来看这一切。
Look at all things from God's perspective.
我还是能够扬声赞美的。
We can lift up our voices and praise.
我们不要错了，上帝有命。
伟大的神，我每逢今天我是你手所掌这伟大的世界，我见证
Jesus' name.
Amen.